We are back with Zen DeBruck, founder of the Ahuma Institute and the creator of Power Manifestation and the Internal Guidance System. At the end of last segment, we were talking about what this internal guidance system is. And now we're going to talk about how we can actually get into it, where we're talking about how we can open our mind, our heart, and our body to really live the truth that we know is possible within us. So why don't you give us a little bit more guidance here on the internal guidance system here?
Well, the first thing I recommend is that when you have a quiet moment, drop into listening to your breathing, and I'd like you to think of two statements. Say them over and over again each. One is, I do not have an internal guidance system. I do not have an internal guidance system. And watch and see if there's any sensation that occurs between your throat and your stomach area. And then say, I do have an internal guidance system. I do have an internal guidance system, and see if there's any sensation again between your throat and your stomach. Now, what people report repeatedly again and again is that when they say I do not, there's a collapsed feeling that feels like a pressure, anxiety, stress, worry. And when they say I do, it feels an expanded, open, excited feeling, relaxed, you know. And so when you begin to realize that this is directly related to your thoughts and only in response to your thoughts, then the power that your mind has over your internal body and the guidance that it's giving you is amazing.
So what you're saying is that's a very quick and dirty, so to speak, quick and clean test to really feel the truth of your mind-body-spirit connection, because your body is telling you what feels true and what does not.
Your body, your internal guidance system, I want to make sure it's very clear because it's a very distinct thing, and there's very solid distinctions that I've created around this so that people could use it. Your body is really your IGS, and it's letting you know whether your mind is on track and where you're intended to go, and in truth, in alignment with your destiny. I know that's a big word, in alignment with your destiny or not.
So a question I have is, what do people really want? You know, because we're so accustomed to something here, whatever we call life, it's reasonably ordinary, or that's the way life is kind of thing. And people typically resigned to there being all social ills in the world and life being hard on some level. And it's really us against them, whoever they are, and some form of survival mode.
What people really want?
Yeah. If you cut through it, because a lot of...
Absolutely.
Because can't the body just be responding to some kind of fear mechanism that has been playing out over generations for fear of survival on some measure?
Actually, what I found is that that's not the case. And so to answer your first question, what do people really want? They want to contribute. They want their unique value that's not being determined by anyone else in their lives. Something that they love to produce again and again and again. To be contributed to the planet and be acknowledged and produce joy and happiness in others. And others being, you know, excited and happy with them. They want to be able to look back at the fruit of their value of what they've created and witness its effect on the rest of us and the planet consistently again and again. I mean, that's what we all really want. We can break it down into safety, security, happiness, joy, all that. But really what that is being a viable, excited contribution, giving a gift that no one else but you can give. So what I found is that this system is actually guiding us through desire that opens you in the body. Okay, not compulsions, not addictions, none of that. It's actually a passionate desire that opens you. It feels almost like an urge, not a compulsion. It's something that needs to be worked out. But this is a desire that's opening you consistently. Now, fear, as you're talking about it, now I realize that there is a body-based fear of here's a tiger and it's attacking me. But you'll still have an opening to run away and run away fast. Fear is desire in the body that's gone unexpressed. When you have a desire that's your destiny that's leading you forward and you deny it, you disagree with it, you don't believe in it, you don't act on it, it actually ends up as an energy in the body that turns itself into fear. And so to express that by turning it back into desire, you actually empty yourself of fear.
Well, I think that's something that we could all raise our hand to and saying, gee, wouldn't that be great? Just to live a life of less fear, because it does operate on some level, even if it's a fear of outliving your money. I mean, people do that. So getting back now to IGS, so let's say we already come to an understanding deep down, our body is telling us, yes, I have an internal guidance system. I know that intuitively on some deep level. Now what? How do we operate it to navigate to a greater level of manifestation of what we really want in our heart?
Well, I do want to say this practice takes a little bit of time because it's something that you need to understand. It's kind of counterintuitive. What we do right now is something outside of us is making us feel bad. Ooh, he just said that and that hurt my feelings or made me feel bad or all of that. But actually, it's what you're thinking about what just occurred. So the first step is to watch the contraction. It's easiest for us to follow our closing. We're reactionary creatures right now. And so when you walk in the house and your partner gives you the look and you get that collapsed feeling in your body at what you're thinking, stop and say, what was it that I just thought that brought me that worry, anxiety, upset, anger feeling? What I highly recommend first is just you just flip it around. Oh, they didn't mean that by the look. Okay. And see if the body begins to ease because you're moving into alignment and truth in that moment. It's the same thing when you're at work. Your boss asks you to do something and you start worrying. You start having these thoughts about how you're not going to get this other project done, right? You start that closing sensation. Stop. I am going to be able to get both done. Or I need to tell my boss I can't do both and see the ease happen. It begins to start being with you. It takes it off the mountain, being the guru on the mountain in meditation, and brings it into the guru in the moment in your body, keeping you focused and aligned.
So now, a couple things come to mind. First of all, it sounds like one of the things you're strongly suggesting here is don't make assumptions, because frequently people will have that look or respond to us in what seems to be adversarial when in fact it may actually have nothing to do with us. And we happen to be there in the moment and just showing up there. And what I'm also hearing is something to do with self-judgment, because it's very possible actually that that look could be that look and they're judging you. I'll personalize it, when they're judging me as I'm not being good enough, smart enough, attentive enough, loving enough, something that can go right to the core where I have to defend or prove something or start judging myself as not being good enough, which of course would lead to that contracting feeling you're talking about.
So that would be an absolutely perfect assumption, again, to make about your IGS, but actually, if they're giving you the look and you think, oh man, I really blew it, you don't get the closed feeling if it's true. You actually get a sense of calm opening in your chest area that makes you feel like you want to go and do something about it. However, if you go to, oh, I really blew it, and then your thought jumps to, gosh dang it, I can't ever make that person happy. Here we go again. Every single day of my life, I have to deal with this other, those thoughts will probably close you, right? So it's about staying in awareness of our thoughts on a consistent basis, because if it is truth that you are being judged, you'll feel an opening at the thought that this person is judging me. You'll feel empowered, directed, and sourced at what to do next. And it won't trigger you in the same way that the closing does.
Well, one of the things I could have direct experience, I've been in 3 marriages now, okay?
So maybe I picked that up.
No, maybe you did. I don't know. And I know what it's like, and I think we all do, no matter how many marriages, or even if you've never been married, know what it's like to get into significant conflict that seems very deep, emotional, and going to the core with someone who you love, someone whose opinion you value, someone who you want to please, and you want to think highly of you. So there's a real vested interest in what they think of you. And I'm just wondering to what extent here all of that is in part ultimately an illusion, where it really doesn't make a difference what other people think about you in a way, so long as you are able to come to your core and know the truth of your own loving nature. So that even as people may feel like you haven't done anything good enough for them in that particular moment, and you got the look, or possibly even worse, you get the verbal darts and things that are designed specifically to push your buttons and to hurt you, is to look at it as an opportunity both to have compassion for yourself as well as the other, and come to a deeper understanding of what exactly you are guiding, and isn't this ultimately a spirit of and heart of love and joy and desire for connection?
Well, the interesting thing is I found that it's very specific to each person. And whether you're intended to be, straight and hard with that person and hold your boundaries, or whether you're intended to be soft will change from day to day, from moment to moment, from situation to situation. And we don't really have in our mindset, a way to be able to weather those kinds of changes in relationship. And that's what it really takes, you know. And, you know, there's one thing with a woman who's PMSing versus a woman who's not. Our hormones are real and they drive us crazy. And having compassion and knowing how to support us in that moment is fantastic. And then knowing 2 weeks later when we're just an emotional torrent and we're taking it out on you to be able to say, hey, 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 this is not okay. We've got to do something different with this particular way that we're interacting. That is a kind of thing that your internal guidance system leads you into knowing, like how to manage that. And it is changing. And the other thing is, you mentioned a great point about the darts and that coming at you and somebody telling you the things that are wrong with you. I have had more people come to me with all these things that they want to fix, only to sit down with the IGS in them in our coaching practices and find out that half the things that they've been thinking is wrong with them their whole life aren't wrong with them at all. I've had people come in that are extremely jealous only to find out that they're insecure. Let me tell you something. There's two different elements that you have to take care of those things. One is a control issue and one is a self-esteem issue. And if you've been tackling jealousy for years and getting nowhere only to find out, oh my God, it's my self-esteem that needs work. It's that kind of a thing. I'm needy. No, they're not needy. Okay, they need to work on their own ability to pay attention to themselves. There's all these key issues that are really unique that we have a hard time unraveling from our belief systems and our minds. So being able to check in and to move through this world with a new guidance system, one that's guiding our mind and our destiny and our purpose, is a very powerful resource that really keeps us present. And when you're present, you have the ability to be at service. And this is where it gets into a bigger global context as you dig into it. There's so much of an application here for where we're going and what's necessary. And this, to me, is a foundational piece that each of us needs if we're going to be in action and effective with all that's coming at us right now.
We were here with Zenda Brooke, and we're talking about power manifestation and this internal guidance system of ours. So what would you recommend our listeners do, given the fact that some of us have very specific stories or wiring or whatever you want to call it that are unique to ourselves? And there's a lot we have in common also as being, you know, ultimate expressions of one something, whatever we call that source or to be. So what would you recommend as great next steps for our people listening right now?
Well, to begin with, as far as the how-to of this a little bit, the first step is pay attention to when you're closing. And pay attention to the thoughts that are occurring. Now you'll find, now closing feels like anxiety, compression in the chest, a dropping, right? You'll find that at first you may have a sensation all of a sudden of that feeling, right? And you won't be able to figure out the thought you just had. And it's kind of frustrating. So it takes a little bit of time of you actually beginning to desire to witness your thought. And one caveat that I want to put in is that there are some really serious distinctions to this. So when you have a knot in the pit of your stomach, okay, for instance, that we've all had at certain times in our lives, that knot is your internal guidance system. Okay, I just want to let you know, unless it's a, of course, a physical ailment like heartburn or, you know, bowel issues. but really, it's when you have a physical knot, it means that there's an entire belief system at work in your life that is closing you. There's some one big body of thought is what I call it. That needs to be shifted. And when you shift it, and we can find it almost immediately, when you actually shift it, that releases. And it's an amazing experience to have something that's been there for weeks and weeks and weeks just evaporate.
So once you find out, so do you actually ask yourself, you know, so you're in a knot, or you're shut down, or you're getting nervous about something, maybe it's a public speaking thing, or you're about to make a big sales call, or whatever it is, and the knot starts coming up, the tension, you know you're being closed down, you're becoming an observer where you're observing your body shutting down. And what are you doing? You're asking yourself, what am I thinking right now to cause my body to shut down?
Or you can just simply say, this is a belief system coming up that is about that's hindering me, and see what happens. It'll immediately start to release. This is a whole belief system I'm holding right now that's not in alignment with my purpose. And watch what happens when your body goes. It expands. You can't see me on the radio, can you?
Oh, we can feel you. We can hear you.
It expands. It expands. So, yeah. And then also, you know, I have website and resources and free tools and my own radio program I'd love to talk to you about, because there's a way to really easily get into this practice.
So why don't you let everybody know real briefly, we're just about winding up, and I was hoping to ask you actually what your vision for the world is, because we're going to have a link to you on our website at insidewealth.net. insidewealth.net to hook up with Zen directly. So very briefly.
Go to internalguidancesystem.com, and there you'll get a lot of information about what we're doing, and then also powermanifestation.com. And I'm sorry that there's two, but Power Manifestation has a bunch of free audio, a link to my radio program, which talks about the future and how this relates to us shifting our planet and our lives. And internalguidancesystem.com has free resources for you to do an experiential meditation that's video-based so that you can feel this for yourself.
Zen, thank you so much for joining us today. Everybody, please come visit her, because this is grounded, actually, and it'll make a difference to your life. We'll be right back.